We welcome you inside the studio. Dave Spadaro joined by our NFL insider, Adam Kaplan. And now that we've had some time to digest Chip Kelly as the new head coach, and he wowed everyone at his press conference on Thursday, time to get down to the nitty-gritty, Adam. So I'm going to ask you a series of questions.
Sure.
You tell me yes or no. Who is your quarterback in 2013 starting game one?
Starting game one. Not Michael Vick. And we'll see about Nick Foles. And
there's no answer there.
Hang on.
Give me an answer.
I'm going to tell you. I have to give me a chance to explain it. I thought for sure going in that Nick Foles had no chance to be here based on Kelly's system. But hearing Kelly's Thursday press conference, just the way that he explained himself, that he has no preconceived notions. He wants to go through the roster, watch the coaching tape. And he already knows about Foles because he coached against him. And he thinks he's a good player. And he's kind of raved about him well before he got this job. Maybe we need to rethink this. Because sometimes in coaching, you have a perception before you get to know the player or before you really watch tape, and then it changes. That's why in this case, let's let Kelly go through the tape as he's going to do over the next week or so, and then see what happens.
How lured, Adam, will the Eagles be when draft day comes, draft weekend comes, by the prospects of potentially drafting a player like Geno Smith out of West Virginia?
Well, that's a good question, but Kelly has shown with his system you don't have to have a first-round draft to be your quarterback. It's a matter of speed, and he runs that speed offense, and that's why I think Nick Foles, it's going to be a challenge for him, but maybe there's that guy or a few of them. Maybe it has an open competition with three or four players at quarterback who could run it. Maybe there's a free agent quarterback that comes in who's a kind of a lesser guy that we thought of, but he can run the system well, and that's where Kelly's system is adaptable. You don't have to have that number one guy.
How many players on this offense as it looks right now translate into what Chip Kelly likes to do offensively?
Receivers, absolutely, because Jackson could run. He wants guys that could run, and they could be tall, but they got to be able to run. What he's going to need is, a downfield vertical threat at tight end. You could bet on this. They're going to have a vertical threat at tight end. That's what he wants. If you study his system, that's what he needs. And you'd like to see the guy block, but they're going to need a vertical threat at tight end.
A draft pick, number one draft pick in 2011, Danny Watkins.
Yes.
Hasn't played much here the last year. End of the season, certainly in Howard Mudd's doghouse.
Right.
You come in here with this athletic system. What's the future hold for Danny Watkins?
I wouldn't think it would be great, but Kelly will watch the tape. But I think now, if you look at Oregon, he's got really smaller offensive linemen, but that's not going to work in the National Football League. You know, 285, 290 left tackles, sorry. You got to be 310, 315, 320, and you got to be stronger, and you got to be faster. They got to be athletic. I think it's going to be fascinating to see. And the bigger question is, how about those veterans like Harriman, like Mathis? Now, I think Kelsey obviously would be a great fit. You got to see how he comes back from the ACL. So a lot of questions on the offensive line.
All right, the defense, Adam, how much of an overhaul can we realistically expect from a personnel standpoint in the offseason?
All right, now, if it's a 3-4, if you look at Oregon's system, yes, they played a base 3-4, but they played a lot of different fronts. They changed it up a little bit. But if it's a base 3-4, Fletcher Cox will be a terrific 5-technique defensive end. They've got to find a zero technique, which is a nose tackle. The other side, the other defensive end, you got to see what's there. Depth is going to be an issue on the front three. And then a linebacker, you got to get bigger. The inside linebackers must be bigger. Then what do you do with the guys who are playing with their hand down at DN? Was Trent Cole going to line up? Tons of questions. If you think you got some on offense, I think they're more on defense.
Adam, chances the Eagles have to get back to the top of the NFC East and make the playoffs in 2013?
Because this system has shown that it is adaptable to the National Football League, I think they're just as good as any team in the NFC East. How about that?
Okay.
I know it's – and the only reason I'm saying it is because – I saw what Washington did with RG3 with not a great defense, and no one could figure out how to stop it. Kelly is an unbelievable offensive mind, and Shanahan's have done a great job. If Kelly could get that quarterback that he believes in could run his system efficiently, because you have two really good running backs, we didn't even mention that, I think they could win, and I think they could win very, very early. Now, the biggest issue is down the road. How sustainable is the scheme? That's a great question. No one has the answer to. But I think he's going to have very, very good immediate success.
Adam, last question. What is Chip Kelly's most difficult transition from college football to the NFL?
Oh, easy. Never coaching here. Doesn't know the personnel. He's going to have to lean on Howie Roseman and his personnel staff. it's a great question. And I'll be honest with you, it's one that people really in the National Football League question, not knowing the personnel, knowing that the rules are a little different, the spacing is different. It's one thing to say, is his scheme adaptable? And I think it is. He doesn't know the personnel, and he's going to have to watch so much tape and have to learn about it. Dave, that's probably the best question you asked me, which happens to be the last one. I think that's going to be a major challenge for him. And I think long term, I mean, you're going to see he might not make every right decision on personnel. It's going to be a collaborative effort on decision making because he's not qualified to come in and say, oh, I want this guy, we're taking this guy, because he hasn't been here before.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the biggest challenge. And quite frankly, it's going to be hard to overcome very early. It's probably his biggest issue right now coming in here is not having worked in the National Football League.
Dave Spadaro, Adam Kaplan, we thank you for joining us here in the studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.